News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. Not a good night for the Thunder. The San Antonio Spurs dominated Game 6 last night, beating the Thunder 118-91, forcing a Game 7 in the Western Conference Finals. The series is now all tied up at 3 games each. Game 7 is set for tip-off Saturday at the Paycom at 7 on NBC. Republican gubernatorial candidates addressed financial strains on Oklahomans during Thursday's non-doc debate. State Capitol correspondent Trey Davis reports.
The question was, aside from tax cuts, how would you put more money in the pockets of Oklahomans? Mike Macy said he would launch the Small Business Capital Program. Gettner Drummond said he would reduce the cost of homeowners insurance. Chip Keating said grow the economy, not the government. Charles McCall said property tax reform.
More on these stories at RadioOklahomaNews.com. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be December 10th through 13th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.